Bye. Thank you. Hallelujah. Can you rise on your feet, children? Can you rise on your feet? Thank you, Jesus. This is for the Lord. This is for the Lord. Amen. This is for the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
When we praise God, we are doing something. And it is something really very powerful. There was something that the pastor said today. And the lead singer who just sang, she said, lest we forget. Do we really think that whatever we have, whatever we have been, is because of our own sheer hard work? Now, if you slept last night and you woke up this morning, what part did you think that you played for it to happen? If you think you play a part for it to happen, step out here. You need deliverance. If you think you played a part when you went to bed last night and you woke up this morning, if you think you played a part, come and stand right here. God will not judge you. Oh, Lord, have mercy. He's just about to introduce himself to you. Glory to God. He will introduce himself to you. Amen. Because some slept last night. If it was depending on their will, they will wake up this morning. Hallelujah. Some of you set an alarm. Some of you, your friend woke you up and said, let's go to church. Hello? Am I correct? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. If you think it was the alarm that woke you up, God is about to reveal himself to you. If you think it's your friend that said, wake up this morning, we are going somewhere, God is about to show himself mighty on your behalf. Hallelujah. Because if it were led to an alarm clock, everyone in the cemetery right now will wake up. If it had to be for how loving the families they left behind are towards them, they will get up from that grave and remain alive. Hallelujah. So that you are alive today, forget about what you have and what you do not have. Glory to God. You need to thank God. You know, every morning I praise God, thanking him for counting me among the living. Now, not just because I just want to be alive. There are many people who think they are alive, but they are just existing. The reason why I praise God that I am alive. Hello, my young sons. Hello, somebody. Can you please? Listen to what God is saying to you. Praise the Lord. I know probably you want to swim, but there is no water there yet. Hallelujah. Praise God forevermore. What am I saying? If it's just to be alive, you are all alive today. It's because God showed you mercy. Hallelujah. None of us here is too young to die. And none of us is too old to die. Glory to God. We are not even better than those that have gone. We are probably even worse behaved than they were. But they've gone anyway. Hallelujah. The reason why you are alive is because God still has something he wants to do in your life. There is no other reason. It's not because of what you want to eat. Hello. I've told this story. Listen to this testimony. A friend of mine, good friend of mine, was involved in a plane crash. You all know about it. Coming from Jos to Lagos, the plane was to stop in Kano to pick passengers from Kano to Lagos. Mid-air, before they got to the airport to land in Kano, the plane broke into two pieces. It broke mid-air. One to one side, the other one to the other side. She said she passed out. When she woke up in the plane, everywhere was dark and it was very hot. No voice again. All they had was a loud noise. Bam! And the plane broke too. She said, I tried to remove my seatbelt. I saw that I couldn't lift my right hand. But I tried. I opened it. Said, my back was open in front of me. I had just taken delivery of some 18 karat gold bangles I just bought. Hello. That I will come and shaka with it in Lagos. Are you listening? She said, I looked at it in my bag. I stepped over it, looking for a way, and left the bag behind. Because when it comes to survivor, the gold has no value. Whatever was in that bag was insignificant. All she wanted, how do I survive? She said everywhere was dark. She said, I couldn't believe that I could come out of the little window of an airplane. I pushed myself into it. I got bruises on my body. But Mercy said, no, I'm not dying here. Because the job is not yet done. Glory to God. Put your hands together for Jesus. She said, I jumped out of that plane. I thought I was on the ground. But obviously, I fell on the wing of the plane. And I knew that I was not on the ground yet. I cried unto God. Remember, she just attended one of our women programs. And the theme was help cometh now. She said, she remembered it and said, oh Lord, help me now. Strengthen me to get up. He said, I don't know whether angels carried me up, but I was so energized. I dropped down from the wing of the plane and I started walking. My clothes were torn. There was blood coming out of my body. I was going through the bush where the plane fell. One man saw me. He was speaking in Hausa. But because I understood Hausa, I knew what he was saying to me. He was saying, this is a mad woman. But he didn't know I wasn't mad. It was just God that showed me mercy. Glory to God. She said, I walked and I found a road. And a car was there, stopped for me. It happened to be a medical doctor driving it. When it is not your time, it is not your time. Glory to God. Picked her and took her to the hospital. Out of over 100 people in that plane, over hundreds actually, minus 5 people died instantly in the plane. 5 were taken to the hospital. She was one of them. Today, she's the only survivor out of the 5. Glory be to Jesus. Why did she survive? Because God is not finished with her. There is something that God still wants to do in her life. Hallelujah. She goes around now distributing Bibles to people. Amen. When her daughter got married, everybody said, what are they going to give us? He said, I'm giving you a Bible. Glory to God. No, there are some experiences you have in life. You don't need anybody to preach to you. That God that you are still playing with, you get serious with him. That's why I want you to praise God. We will see praise him now. Hallelujah. We'll praise him for a minute or two. Are you willing? Are you willing? One good thing about praising God is that God now magnifies himself bigger than your problem. You leave the place, the problem that has been intimidate you, you begin to intimidate it. Why? Because God is magnified in your heart. Hallelujah. Before you are saying, devil, leave me alone. Now you are saying, devil, where are you? That's what praise does. Glory be to Jesus. Are you ready? I said, are you ready? Rise on your feet. Let us praise God together. I like you. God bless you. Thank you. He jumped up. Hallelujah. Yes. Glory to God. I said, glory to God. Ope lonjere. Iyi lonjere. Ki jeba. Ki je fufu. Ki je tuo. Hallelujah. Ki je aku. Hey, hey. Ope lonjere. Iyi lonjere. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's all that God is asking us to do. To offer him praise. Hey. Ope lonjere. Ope lonjere. Ki je ba. Ki je kokore o.
Ope lonjere.
Hey. Ki je
ba.
Ogoni fun baba iloye o baba
ile kokore o ope lo jere
e fun lope o
ope
lo jere e fun
o ki je ba ki je kokore o ope lo jere
ope loye o together for Jesus. Lift up your two hands right now and let us bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Lift up your two hands right now and receive a declaration over your life. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We have offered praises unto you today. Accept our praises and thanks in Jesus' name. You dwell in the praises of your people. Lord, we know that your presence is here. Let the power of your presence lift us to a new level of praise, a new level of wisdom, a new level of grace, a new level of restoration, a new level of promotion, a new level of prosperity, a new level of provision, a new level of protection, a new level of preservation. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, as you go into this week, Hayadaba, this last week of September, you will have cause to remember it for good. God will show up for you. God will lead you and guide you. He will guide you to still waters. He will restore your souls. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, God will revitalize your soul, re-energize your spirit, revive your spirit, restore your peace, renew your hope, strengthen your faith, heal your body, deliver you from every captivity. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Abba, Father, remember the promise that you have made to your people. Your people are precious to you because you redeemed them with your precious blood. Everyone you have redeemed under the sound of my voice, today, Father, let a turnaround begin in their lives. Let a turnaround begin in their lives. Let a turnaround begin in their lives. In the name of Jesus. Peradventure, any garment of sorrow has been put upon anyone. Today, let the fire from God's presence consume it. Let the fire from God's presence consume it. I said, let the fire from God's presence consume it. In the name of Jesus. We replace every garment of sorrow with a garment of praise. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. As you go into this week, the favor of God will encompass you around. You will have favor with God. You will have favor with men. You will experience goodwill from all men. In the name of Jesus. All those that a good is due to you from their hand, who have forgotten you, this week they will remember you.
Amen.
They will remember you.
Amen.
I can't hear a believing amen.
Amen.
I said they will remember you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
This week God will protect you.
Amen.
You will not be within the range of any demonic arrow.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
God will put you out of their range.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. This week, God will turn your frustration to celebration.
Amen.
He will turn your frustrations to celebration.
Amen.
How many people are expecting to celebrate? You are expecting to celebrate.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Regardless of what you see, regardless of what is happening around you, Father, I thank you.
Thank you.
Everyone that is expectant of a celebration as they go into this new week, show yourself mighty on their behalf.
Amen.
Manifest yourself on their behalf.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus
Amen.
Christ of Nazareth. Father, whatever they've been struggling with, because they have come to praise you today for what you have done, what you are doing, and what you will yet do in their lives, Father, deliver them from all the struggles.
Amen.
Deliver them from all the struggles.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Turn their trials to triumph.
Amen.
Turn their trials to triumph. Turn their trials to triumph.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Glory be to your name. Forever and ever.
Amen.
Beloved, I'm going to read something to you as I close. From Psalm 92. Do you have the Passion Translation? I want you to keep your eyes on this and write it down. You meditate on this. Let me tell your neighbor, God loves you more than you know. Say it once again. They must believe you. He loves you more than you know. Hallelujah. Yes. Psalm 92. I'm going to read verses 1 to 4. I'm reading the Passion Translation. It's so enjoyable to come before you with uncontainable praises, spilling from our hearts. How we love to sing our praises over and over to you. To the matchless God, high and exalted over all. At each and every sunrise, we will be thanking you for your kindness and your love. As the sun sets and all through the night, we will keep proclaiming, you are so faithful. Melodies of praise will fill the air as every musical instrument joined with every heart overflows with worship. No wonder. Let somebody say, no wonder.
No wonder.
I'm so glad. You see how praising God revitalizes you, energizes you. Glory be to Jesus. The psalm says, no wonder I am so glad. I can't even keep it in. God will make you glad this week.
Amen.
You will not be able to keep it in.
Yes.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Lord, I am shouting with glee over all you have done. For all you have done for me. Has God done anything for you?
Yes.
He's about to do more.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I said he's about to do more.
Amen.
Lift up your hands and just give thanks. Something that you want God to do for you, thank him for it now by faith. By faith, by faith. Thank God. Thank God for it. Thank God for it. Thank God for it. Thank God for it. As you thank God, God will release his power to make the impossibility become possible. As you begin to thank him, lift up your voice of thanksgiving to God. Thank God for it. I don't know whatever it is. I say, Lord, I'm thanking you for this thing. I'm thanking you for doing this. I thank you for doing it. Thank you for giving me a testimony to share concerning this. Because I will not keep it in. I shall testify that you came through for me. Receive that power now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be your name forevermore. Thank God for that favor. Favor is coming your way. Favor is coming your way. I say favor is coming your way. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Put your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God forevermore. Come on, put your hands together for Jesus. It is for this Jesus. It is for this Jesus. It is for this Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.